Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us 20 minutes from right now. Talk some Falcons with him, as we always do on Thursdays, ahead of the Falcons and Panthers game on Sunday afternoon. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you got to do is call us up and ask us anything you like, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Hey, I wanted to go back to something you said earlier in the show about like the hardest jobs in sports. Mm. And you were talking about maybe being a college football coach. Mm-hmm. With that being said, because of everything that goes into it now, do you see maybe a more of a trend of them going to the NFL?
I could.
Yeah, because I was thinking about that, like, because you're dealing with it, but you don't have to deal with the irritation of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to kiss NFL players' ass.
And there's contracts. And
there's contracts.
And there's salary caps.
Yes, and those type of things. Yeah. So I was curious. I was like, because at least six NFL jobs seems like comes open every single year. Would you see more of them likely to make the jump?
You mean like, I mean, I don't know if this is where you're coming at it from, but like a Marcus Freeman or
yes.
something like that, because mm-hmm. he's kind of
– yes.
He's been rumored early mm-hmm. for the Giants
yes.
job.
Yes.
I could see that because, I mean, you just got to think right now. Like, they don't know when this is all going to get – because at some point, 10 years from now, I don't know how long it's going to be, it's going to settle a little bit, and it's going to be a little bit more, all right, people have contracts. It's not just free to go wherever you want whenever you want to. There's some sort of spending limit. Like, it'll look so much more like the NFL as far as, like, the parameters for the financials and almost free agency and stuff like that in college. It'll get there. Mm-hmm. But who knows how long? Like, it's still pretty much the wild, wild west
right.
at this point. I know they're slowly trying to rein some of it back in, but, like, who knows how long that's going to take? I mean, you imagine just the bandwidth that it would take to do all the things that it takes to be a college football coach in 24 hours right now.
Yeah.
Like, in season, out of season, whatever it is. Even some of the best, most successful coaches in college football are going the route of GMs. Like, you're getting a GM for your program. Not everybody's doing it, but a lot of those programs are.
Right.
That's unthinkable. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to turn over any level of your control of your program at all in college football would have never happened in the past.
Well, that's
but now you have to.
Well, no, Kirby Day.
Oh, Kirby won't. But but he's the one.
Yep.
I mean, not the one, but he's one of the few.
Yeah, he's like now.
Yeah, and sure.
Whatever.
But other than that, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, man. I'm just curious about what you thought about that, because like it's getting to a point where you look at these coaches now. It's just like, huh? Mm-hmm. You're leaving because why?
Right.
But yet you have a better opportunity to win here. But they give you more money.
Oh, more money. Okay. Can you just say that when you do your interviews? Can you not say that the scheme's better?
Yeah.
or whatever, like the staff, because people are going to think that we're losing players because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
Can you just tell everybody that they gave you $500,000 and I think you're only worth about $150,000?
Yeah.
Can you tell them that I said that, please? Because I need my fan base to not think that I suck at recruiting and retaining. I think we've seen the first wave, though, like especially in college basketball, of coaches just retiring.
Yes.
Being like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
We don't need to do this. And I think that's led to part of why Saban stepped down at the time that he stepped down. I don't know, maybe Dabo, but Dabo's also losing, so maybe that'll be part of how that happens. But, yes. Okay. I think so.
All right. That's all. Thank you.
I do want to say, because I do feel like I was being a little flippant with what being an NBA general manager is. I'm not saying I think it's an easy job. I do think that it's a very hard job. I'm just saying, compared to the other front
office. Did you get checked
coach,
or something?
No.
Oh,
I just want to. I don't
know, but your point.
I never want it to be taken as if I'm saying that I think that I could actually do something.
Oh, no.
Like
I
don't think that I could do
anything. I understand what you were saying.
You could
do it badly. That was your point.
That was
and I think all of us could succeed in failing.
Not only that, but I also do think.
I don't succeed at failing.
Succeeding at succeeding in that job is also a little bit simpler than some of the other jobs.
Yeah.
Because there's a salary cap and a salary floor. There's a lottery. And it's the smallest roster in sports where if you get one right guy, you can change your whole franchise.
That's true.
You know what I mean? That's all I mean. And again, I'm not saying it's
unless
easy.
You trade him away after 3 years because you're worried about his intake. I don't know.
That's where it all started from, though. I was like, it doesn't matter who they hire to replace Nico Harrison. It didn't matter that they had Nico Harrison. Like, he was told what to do in that situation, and whoever they bring in next could be told what to do too. Like, I don't know. Anyway,
you're absolutely correct.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Well, we talked about that a bunch ad nauseum last week, and he made a couple plays. Now, I know you were there, so you talked about the play. He stepped out to the side. He threw it down the field to Drake on a big-time play that would end up being a scramble that was not the design play. He actually did the same thing to Bijan Robinson along the sideline, threw a nice laser to him. Bijan caught it. So he used his legs a little bit. It wasn't the legs that you used to see him running. He used his legs, extended a couple plays, stayed a couple plays down the field. And you like to see him do that as much as possible because he's so athletic and so talented that people don't even know about. So you definitely encourage those things. And, like, that's not a Zach thing. That's a me thing. That's an organizational thing. That's a him thing. That's just a confidence thing. That's growing within the organization.
What was that question? Why you don't run more?
Using his legs more.
Oh, okay.
I also think, like, you do like to see that because he can do it. But also, he had to do that because the pocket broke down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You'd love to see him just be able to hit his back foot and throw the football.
More likely.
Because the pressure's not coming immediately.
Yes. But, I mean, he's a pass-first quarterback. He is a pass-first quarterback that is sneaky. I don't even think he's sneaky. I just watch him. The dude can – he's a really athletic kid.
Yeah. It's not sneaky. It's just that he's reluctant.
To do it. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that he needs to do that more. I think he needs to get out of trouble more with his legs.
Totally.
Get his ass down. But I think that, and that was my only thing with him not running is when he runs, why did it take you so long to go? You know what I mean? Because he waits till the last second.
Exactly. Even when he does run, you can tell he's like, I don't want to.
Yeah. He waits till the last second. I would like for him to be a little bit more decisive when it's time for him to go. I think that's that, and I think that will help him out a lot too.
I do too.
But he's got to play better. I mean, I'm not saying it's simple as that. It's simple, but it's simple as that. You got to play better. You play better, the team plays better, and you win more games. But, you know, the accuracy thing, he's got to work at that. He's got to work at that. This is off-season things. This is off-season with your quarterback coaches down in the beach and whatever. That's when this comes in, all right? Now, can he get better during that? Can he get better throughout the season? Yeah, he can get better by hitting open receivers because they're there. Mm-hmm. I don't think the confidence thing, I don't think it's a thing. I'll just say that. I don't think Michael's lost any confidence in anything. I just think that he's got to fix the mechanics in it. That's not a confidence thing. Mm-hmm. It's a repetition thing.
Well, I also think some of the mechanical issues pop up in preventable ways.
Yes.
Like, when the pocket's collapsing around him and his feet are it's all dirty
happy
around
feet,
his
happy feet.
Feet, yeah, then that happens. And it happens a lot on third down, and it's oftentimes third and long, and you know what defenses are doing on third and long. They're bringing heat at him. That's when the ball gets even more inaccurate. So he's got and it's easier for me to say, sitting in the Kia Studios in a comfortable chair, you're going to have to stand in there and get hit in the face, man.
Yeah, man.
Because
He does.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He does. But a lot of that inaccuracy happens when it's 3rd and 7 and they're bringing heat on the edge and he drops that back foot and he doesn't step into it like you want him to and he just tries to arm it out there and he sails Darnell Mooney on a route where Darnell Mooney got open.
Yeah.
The other thing is, like you said, like when the receiver wins, you got to get it to him.
Yep.
When he gets it to him, you got to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to protect him in those. Like, there's so many things that go into what's going wrong.
Yes.
It's not just one fix. Oh, Michael Penix isn't confident, so it's not. No, that's not what it is. All these other specific X's and O's football things that are happening on every play
have to happen.
Have to happen.
Yes.
Everybody's got to do their job better.
Correct.
And it's on him some plays. It's on the offensive line some plays. Certainly there were drops last week. Pitts drops that ball early that would have been a touchdown. Two plays later, it's a strip sack. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you got it. You have to make the plays.
And that's what we were talking about yesterday, and especially when Archie was on with us yesterday. Like, if everybody just does their job, and I know sometimes there is no 100% whatever, you're going to get beat. You're going to give up a pressure because you know what? They pay them dudes too. They do. But it's always hard to say it like this. But don't let how it's happening to your team. You know, I don't know if that's in the psyche of this organization because we have fun. No, I always say this. I believe this to the day I die. The Atlanta Falcons organization is a blip organization. All right, just you can't have throughout the whole years of how long the Falcons been along, they don't have 20 winning seasons.
No.
And they have 15 winning seasons?
They have more 5 or less win seasons than they have winning seasons.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so –
yeah, we're not talking.
We're not talking about.
We're not talking about the Packers.
We're not talking about a juggernaut over the organization. They had blip years. They won the Super Bowl and everything like that. But this is it not expected? Because you've seen it so much.
Yeah, but also you got to hope that at some point it stops, right?
Yeah, but like, that's what I'm
saying.
And
I don't know what changes.
But my thing is like, give me the blip year.
Yeah, I know. I'm praying for a blip year.
Give me a blip year.
We haven't had one yet.
Let's make us feel good about it.
I know.
Let's make us feel good about it.
Because that's what we always say.
Yeah.
Great organizations have blip years that are down.
Yes.
Mediocre organizations have blip years that are up.
They say mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Falcons haven't had really either, honestly.
No.
Like, this is as close to a bad year as they've had in about 5 years.
Yeah.
And they could still – it wouldn't surprise me if they're 6-6 in 3 weeks and they're right back to the middle.
Yeah.
Because they live in the middle.
Yes.
That's where they've been.
Yeah.
They haven't been up there at all, unfortunately. We'd love it if they'd get there. They're not. They also haven't been quite down there with the awful, awful teams. Now, again, they're closer to that than they are to that.
They're closer to the bottom half of the NFL than they are to the top.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that. It's an organization.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about this is a first-class organization. First class. How it's run.
Yep.
I'm talking about the product on the field.
No, that's always something that is – because we're doing sports radio. We're talking about the football operation.
Yes.
The Falcons organization does a lot of different stuff.
Yes.
And this is not to be dismissive or anything like that, but like the football team being bad has nothing to do with the owner being charitable.
Yes.
Of course it's great that the owner's charitable.
Yes. Awesome.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
And that part of the organization has been run wonderfully.
Yes.
The game day experience is a good game day experience. The concessions are cheap. The media relations people are really nice. Like, they do a lot of really good stuff. But the football operation isn't good, and it hasn't been for a really long time.
No.
And that's what we care about because that's what we talk about, right?
Yeah man.
Like, if we were sitting here talking about, like, the charitable efforts of the owners in the NFL, we'd be having a lot more fun.
Yeah, a lot more fun.
But that's not what this is.
And I saw the clip, Andy, again, the clip about Michael Penix. Just, people are such jerks.
It's true.
For you to write your own caption in on that answer, that's just raggedy-ass stuff.
Man. I agree.
It's raggedy-ass stuff.
I agree.
Join me and Andy tomorrow. We are out in them streets for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Come over and enjoy the food, drinks, and scenic views while gearing up for this full weekend of football and basketball. That's me and Andy and Randy from 11 to 2 live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to tomorrow at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
What's that?
Fried pickles.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, it's been months.
I kind of been off.
It's been months since
I'm
back. Indulged.
All right? I'm back.
Yeah, it's been months.
I'm coming back.
It's been months.
I hit a number that I needed to get to.
As far as what?
I was up there. I'm back down here now. I kind of fluffed up a little bit.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
I know. No one ever does.
Yeah.
I carry it well.
Yeah.
All right. Smoking Joe Patrick will join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
QB. Mac B's out, Ed. Did you know that?
Say again?
Mac B got out the other day.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's man, great. Man. Welcome home.
Welcome home, Mac.
Welcome home, Mac.
Yeah, man.
I'm always for people getting out.
Yeah, man. Me too, man. You know, Mac... way back. Yeah.
Way back.
Way back, man.
Mac B's a way back kind of name.
Yeah, man. Mac B, man. Free him.
Free him. He did. They did.
Yeah, free. We outside. I love it. Like, who the hell is Mac B? Why do I care? It was all over the damn timeline. Mac B's out. That's Mac B. Then you reduce the reach. Oh, okay. I see who Mac B is. Mm-hmm. He wrote all Jim Jones records.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Balling.
Yeah, man. But he outside.
That's good.
I'm like, I've been in jail.
I bet he's going to have a hell of a party.
I've been in jail for 17 damn years. I'm not going inside. Yeah, I'm on record. I don't want to be around no walls or nothing.
I'm on the porch yes. for a long time. I'm on record and I stand by this. Don't want to go to prison.
Right.
But I do think that the getting out of prison party would be a lot of fun.
What?
Doesn't it seem like I'd be a hell of a party? The only way you could enjoy a party like that is to be in there.
Oh.
Like, I don't think anyone's ever enjoyed a party the way that people that get out of prison.
I don't want to go to party.
I don't either. I don't want to go to prison.
There's two things I don't want to do. I don't want to go to jail, first of all. But if I get out, I don't want you videotaping me getting out the van.
No, don't do that.
And crying, my boy home.
No, I don't want that.
Don't
either.
Do that.
No, but I don't want nobody slaps,
know. I don't want nobody to know I was in jail. Where ran in? Oh, he working on a ship. He working on one of the, what's some things in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, an oil rig.
Yeah, he working on the rig, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he out there. He going to be about 2 to 5 years.
Yeah. 2 to 5 is a weird age.
Yeah, he going to be.
why is that? Well, you know, good behavior on the rig.
Yeah, he'll be on the rig for 2 to 5 years. I don't want nobody to know I was in jail. You videotaped my ass, yeah, shackles.
If I go to prison, tell people that I like work for a nonprofit in Tibet or something like that. And then I'll be back.
We're building houses in Tibet.
Habitat for Humanity in Tibet. We're building our way up.
There's no internet.
Exactly. You're not going to see me.
I can only call you collect.
I'll be back in 5 to 10.
Yeah, I can only call you collect.
Depends on how fast we build the houses, and we'll be back. All right. Speaking of, I mean, if anyone's likely to go to prison out of any of us, it's this guy. Let's get Smoking Joe Patrick.
Assault on D-Led.
We've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
Hey, one thing I will say about Smoking Joe Patrick, the undisclosed height has gone down. What? Joe's looking trim these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Joe's
it has.
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah.
What you got a new lady?
No, oh. This has happened over the course of about 3 years. I mean, I can give everybody the rundown of it. It's kind of a medical condition, okay, though, that I had that I didn't know I had that got discovered, and it's helped me lose a lot of weight, basically.
Well, damn, Joe.
It was a hormone issue.
Messed up the whole joke.
It'd be a lot cooler.
Only a lady can make you lose weight like that.
You should have just said yeah, Joe. You should have just said yeah.
I know. What am I doing?
And she's, jeez. Yeah. All right, anyway.
Damn it, Joe.
Well, that's good, though. You want your reporters to be honest, and he's very honest, so that's good. I know Joe didn't have anything to do with that clickbait Penix video from yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Obviously, that's nonsense. We don't need to talk about that. But the Penix conversation at large is a big part of the last couple of weeks. Where are you at in terms of your feeling on his play and things people are saying and what needs to happen Sunday with him and all that?
Yeah, before I get into that, I will say, to go into all this drama, just from my perspective, it was kind of interesting yesterday how, I didn't take it, any type of way at all. No one in the media did. And then by the time we got to locker room access, we saw that it was, blowing up on the internet and stuff. And we even, went to Mike and we're like, hey, do you know, people were saying, and he just shook his head and was like, oh my gosh. And people were making those kinds of accusations. So from the man himself, he is giving you the side eye and shaking his head at anybody trying to take those comments the wrong way. Good. But, I think with Mike, it's, there's so many factors that I think are influencing, what we're seeing from him, which is, not the level of play that I think a lot of us expected coming into the season. And I think that, some of them are certainly his own growing pains in terms of, just kind of getting fooled by, some very smart defensive coordinators around the league. I think he's been hard done by, now what we know more about the health of some of his receivers with Raheem Morris disclosing to Dukes and Bell yesterday that, Darnell Mooney had a broken collarbone, which he made a remarkable fast return from a broken collarbone, but still would be surprised if he was really operating at 100%. And obviously there's been other issues with Ray McLeod and such. So there's been that whole thing. I think personally that the offensive line has really let him down in a lot of these football games and not really even focusing on Elijah Wilkinson, who I think has done a pretty good job. Obviously there's been a couple games that have been rougher, like that one against the 49ers was a little bit rough. But for me, the offensive line issues kind of stem on the interior, especially, around Ryan Neusel at center and the left guard position in particular. Actually, I thought Kyle Hinton was pretty good. I've actually kind of been more openly critical towards Matthew Bergeron and Ryan Neusel and how they're able to, or not able to, kind of properly hand off some of the stunts and twists that teams are throwing at them. And it's getting quick pressures into Penix's face that is then affecting his kind of presence in the pocket. And I just feel like as time is going on, he's kind of getting, to me, looks to be a little bit more kind of shaky, and maybe the clock is a little bit off with him. I asked Zach Robinson about that kind of if he feels like the clock is speeding up on Mike, and he said that that's not really an issue. He kind of downplayed it, but to me, that's what it looks like. So that's what I would tell you.
So I'm gonna go back to something you just said, because when we talk about the play of the quarterback, and you said the expectation of where he would be, where did you think he would be? Because I know that I don't. My thing with Michael Penix is he looks like a young quarterback that's still learning on the job. When you just said that, what were your expectations? Yeah.
My expectations, and it's clear that they were too high of expectations to have for him, but, and they were built off of what we saw in those three games last year, where he led the NFL in big-time throw percentage in those three games, and, you know, you could just see the arm talent. And yeah, like not everything was perfectly accurate, but he had a lot of like very accurate downfield passes, especially if you look at that Carolina game toward the end of the year. Now that Carolina defense wasn't great, but I thought that based off of that, he would be like a top half of the league quarterback. And when you take into account what the team already has in the ground game with Bijan Robinson and, you know, an established offensive line coming into the season, and Tyler Allgeier, of course, is kind of being that tandem for Bijan, that you would have a Falcons offense that was, you know, basically a top 10 offense in this league. And you thought that Zach Robinson in year two would be able to, you know, maybe adjust some things. Maybe he wouldn't have been held back to the extent that we thought he may have been held back last year by Kirk Cousins' limitations physically and being able to move out of the pocket. And just a lot of these things haven't manifested. And I thought, you know, again, this would be kind of an offensive driven football team that led them to the playoffs that got enough defensively to make them a successful team and able to, you know, potentially win the South and everything. And obviously that hasn't turned out to be the case whatsoever. And I think that the defense I am actually still very high on. I know that they've been taking a lot of heat in the wake of this Colts game, especially with the run defense and everything. But I thought that they were just on the field for way too long, that the offense is just not putting them in a position to win. And I still feel like that defense is doing a pretty darn good job. And obviously when you get Divine Diablo back, that's going to help out a whole lot. So, you know, I thought, you know, again, I thought that Michael Penix would be, you know, like a top 15 quarterback this year and leading the Falcons to having somewhere around a top 10 offense. And that clearly has not been the case.
What do we know? I know we got an update on what had happened to Darnell Mooney, the full extent of it, that he had broken his collarbone in training camp. But as far as guys that have missed time over the last couple of weeks, what are you expecting injury-wise Sunday?
Well, it's a great question, Andy, because the injury list that was put out from yesterday, Wednesday's practice, was it was a lengthy, let's put it that way, to say the least. I'm trying to grab it here. So did not participate yesterday. It was Drake London, Josh Woods, who's been playing linebacker snaps, D'Angelo Malone, who's obviously a key special teamer.
Hey, Joe, why did when he made the tackle and jumped up all pumped, I'm like, who the hell is this little dude?
I know, seriously, right?
Dude 4 yards down the field and jumped up like, yeah!
I know.
Like, who the hell is this little guy?
And it wasn't like a tackle for loss or anything.
He's a very emotional guy. I've seen him, like, clearly, during warm-ups, while the team is warming up, just like, scream at the top of his lungs, like to himself, basically. He feeds off of his own energy. Let's put it that way.
But that's funny. I had Dorless, the same reaction. Yeah. I was like, it was like a 5-yard game. What are you excited about?
What are you excited about?
But to go back to these injuries, Dorless, Leonard Floyd, who's been out for a couple weeks, Chris Lindstrom, Matthew Bergeron, Zach Harrison, all did not practice yesterday. So that's a lot of players who didn't practice yesterday, and that could present a big problem. And it'll be very much worth watching to see what the injury list looks like today. I would expect some of those players still not to be able to participate, but hopefully you get at least some of them back, especially either Dorless or Zach Harrison.
Yeah.
Not having either of those players would be big-time trouble for the Falcons.
No doubt. Joe, we
appreciate it. JP.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter. For more Falcons news and injury updates, follow Joe on Twitter at JAPatrick200. The AMA is next. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is?
With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In the game. BMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA, Ask Me Anything. To wrap up the show being the midday show with Andy and Randy, every single day at 1:40, final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Let's start with Tinker, who's in Kennesaw. What's up, Tink?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Tink, what's up, man?
Man, just sitting in the customer's driveway waiting on them to show up, and they got a bunch of trees. We got acorns popping off this van. I don't know if the windshield's going to make it.
Yes.
Go ahead. My question is, what was the first gaming console as a kid that you had, and what was your go-to game?
Oh, man.
Thank you, Tinker.
Oh, Atari.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Atari. Pong.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had the first Nintendo.
I got first Nintendo, too.
Yeah. I just remember my dad bought it for Christmas. And I don't know how old I was, but maybe six or something. But he didn't want to wait, so he opened it up and he was playing it.
Yeah.
And he told me that it was for the neighbor's kid.
Right.
He was like, yeah, this is for, I don't know, neighbor kid was Jesse or something. He said, this is for Jesse. His dad asked me to hold it till Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't see it. And I was like, a little sad because I wanted one. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm not getting one. But at least I get to play it for a while. And then on Christmas, he was like, actually, it's yours.
There you go.
Because he didn't want to wait till Christmas to play it.
How long did you have Duck Hunt and Super Mario Brothers?
As long as we had it.
Yeah.
And those were, I loved it.
No, but I'm saying any other games.
Oh, I don't remember any other games.
I have no other games, but yeah. Mario Brothers.
We had Mario Brothers.
Excite Bike.
And
huh? Excite Bike.
Mama went paying for that bow.
And we had the track Zelda? And field one,
yeah,
too.
We had the pad. And that right there. We did that. But yeah, that's all. Yeah, Mama. Only time I got to play other video games was when, like, Mama would rent them.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, did you ever rent video games?
You remember you rent video games?
Yeah, which was always tough because it took you the weekend to even get good at it anyway.
Yeah.
And then you had to take it
always,
back.
Take-a-ball was always
came
gone.
With instructions.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson was the...
Yeah.
That was great. But yeah, I mean, that was the first one. The good old days. James is Indicator. Hey, James.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
I'm good. Look, my birthday's Sunday, right? But, you know, your girl, she's sending you stuff that you want to do. You know, actually, I just want to stay home. But my buddy, man, got some tickets. I mean, not tickets, but he tailgated with one of his coworkers for the Georgia Bulldog game. Man, so, you know, I want to go there. But then on Sunday, I just want to chill. So what you think I should do, man?
What you think you should do? Chill.
Dude, I mean, go to the Georgia game and then chill on Sunday.
Yeah, chill. Don't even go to the Georgia game. Just chill all weekend.
But yeah. If you want to go to the Georgia game, you can tailgate for free. Like, yeah. Whatever, alcohol, whatever you're going to have to pay for. But to get in is not going to be cheap.
What you got?
If you're trying to go. I see a ticket as low as $238, but that means you're standing on top of the stadium at that point.
Dude.
Like, you're going to pay $500.
That's an expensive ticket.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay a pretty penny to get into that one. But, yeah, I think it's your birthday, and you should do what you want.
Okay.
You know?
My wife is at – okay, hold on one second, because she's doing some stuff that she ain't got to be doing. Oh, she's trying to get rid of all of my sports channels. No. Lady.
How come?
I don't know. Yes.
This is You got to. That's work.
Yeah, man. You better stop, boy.
That's work.
Yeah.
Has YouTube TV and ESPN hasn't figured
They're
it
out yet?
They're
working on it. They're working on it.
They're working on it.
They're working on it.
Better get that taken care of. Joe is in Hiram. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
Pretty good, Joe.
Hey, I've got a question for you guys. Perfect. For me, let me explain the question real quick, and then I'll let you all, I'd like all you guys to answer, actually. The question is, what is something that in your life that you've taken for granted and realized that, you know, after it's gone or after you've about lost it, you realize, wow, I don't know if I could live without it. The reason I'm asking this is back in April, I ended up having a car accident and had a part of my left leg amputated and realizing, wow, I took my senses for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what would be something for y'all that y'all have taken for granted and you've either lost it or almost lost it and realized, wow, I didn't realize it?
All right, Joe.
Oh, I thought he said wife.
Huh?
I thought he said wife for granted.
No, I think he was saying just like he took for granted his physical.
Oh, his physical. Okay.
Because he said he had part of his leg amputated.
Yeah, I got that part. I thought he was asking, something in my life that I take for granted?
Mm-hmm. And then now you don't because you almost lost it?
Man. It's like my woman. Yeah. Yeah, my damn woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, I think life's about that, though. Sometimes you gotta know.
Sometimes you have to either lose it? Something
yeah.
or almost lose it
yep.
in order to really fully appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, man.
That's a great question, though.
Hot water and air conditioning.
You lost those?
Like at times.
Okay.
And it's a disaster.
There's nothing like you never appreciate how good you feel when you're not sick, other than when you're sick. And you're like, man, normally I feel great, but right now, whatever, the cold, flu, whatever it is. It's like, next time I'm healthy, I'm going to appreciate how I feel just at normal. But then you never do. You get back to normal, and you immediately start taking it for granted again as well. I mean, I would say this probably because I got into sports radio when I was really young and got, like, my dream job producing when I was really young, and it was great. And I just assumed everything was going to be easy street forever. And then the 2008 financial crisis happened and Clear Channel fired everybody and I got fired and I was like, oh, that went away quick, but it made me appreciate it when I got back into it. So, and the knowledge that this could end any day, like radio is such a scary one where it's like, oh, you're doing great. All right. Well, you're out of here. We're flipping your format to oldies and you don't have your job anymore. So yeah, probably that one. Mike is in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, David Bob.
Hello, Mike.
So, this is a play on what you guys just thought was Smoking Joe. So, Great Expectations. What is it in your life that you anticipated or you look forward to or you boosted it up so much, but when you actually got it,
yeah,
it was a letdown?
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Great question, Mike.
Oh, man. Something that all expectations and it was a letdown?
Yeah, like you've been looking forward to it forever and then maybe it was a trip, maybe it was...
Oh, yeah, it definitely was that. No, it wasn't no trip. I'll tell you this. Buying a fancy car, the expectations of... I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get my first this car and all that. And, dude, I was just like, oh, okay, it's cool. But now,
yeah, you're still just going from point A to point B.
It definitely was that.
Okay,
definitely.
I got to play a golf course called Chambers Bay, where they had the U.S. Open like 10 years ago, something like that. And it was this great, highly rated. Everybody loved it. And I finally got to play it, and I was like, I don't know, it's all right. Wasn't my favorite. And then people would ask, oh, how great was it? I was like, I don't know. I kind of didn't like it. And then people are mad at you because not everybody gets to play it. But I don't know. Wasn't for me. There's other golf courses I liked better. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
What's going on, y'all?
Hi, DJ.
Hey, if you all could only eat one item, like one meal from Waffle House every time you went for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, All-Star. All-Star cheese grits, hash browns, toast, cheese eggs.
So you're just going to get everything.
Yep.
Okay. So the one item Randy's going to get is the menu.
He said meal. He didn't say item. I'm with Randy on this.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I like that hash brown bowl with sausage. That's what I get.
Guys?
Anybody else?
Guys?
Like I said, I'm with Randy. I might switch that toast to Raisin Toast, but like other than that, we're good.
Yuck. I don't like raisins. Yeah, hey,
man. Oh, my but God. Raisin Toast.
It's not your order, all right?
You're right. I don't like raisins.
I don't like raisins either.
I don't like raisins.
There it is. Two egg breakfast, extra egg, over easy.
Why didn't you just call it a three egg toast. Breakfast?
Because that's not a menu item, Abe.
All right. Let's get it together here. Donnell's in Austell. Hey, Donnell.
Hey, what's going on, man? I called to ask a dumb question, and it's for Randy. What age did you realize you can smell yams, my dude?
See, there y'all go, man.
Superpower.
Right? Y'all are being some damn dorks. Y'all know what I was talking about. I'm talking about some candy yams, all right? That's what I'm talking about, all right? Only time I'm talking about yams when I'm talking about their rumps. But you know specifically that I'm talking about rumps, all right? But when I'm talking about anything else other than yams, I'm talking about, like, we're going to have yams at Thanksgiving. Y'all know I'm talking about the yams that you cook, not the yams on your ass.
Yeah.
Okay?
Both have a scent, though.
But, you know what? I'm done, man. No, it don't. Unless you're messing with one of them nasty gals.
Yeah, you don't want to be able to.
You go around, you mess around with one of them nasty gals. Mess around with Suge Avery.
Yeah, like candied yams. You want to be able to smell from the other room.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one.
Yams, you don't want to smell it like that.
If you do, then something's wrong.
If you do, something rotten.
Exactly. Wasn't it that fake story that that Trayvon Diggs said that Cardi B's BBL was
thing?
Yeah, duh. Like that. Like, you don't want to. Yeah, exactly. All right. Andrew's in Morningside. Hey, Andrew.
Ooh, that's a tough follow-up. Hey, also, I felt like I got blocked. I know it's been a minute, but like the call dropped like 80 times before. I just had one
that's
simple
Abe.
Question, right?
Yeah, I think you offended Abe.
I knew it was Abe. Yeah. I knew it was Abe because usually it's Bo, and then I was like, well, it has to be.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Andrew, you and I are fighting. You come out to another remote. Chance tomorrow, by the way. Twin Peaks
tomorrow.
Buckhead.
There tomorrow. It's on site.
Damn.
On site
Twin Peaks Buckhead. Let's do it.
Great.
Damn, Andrew said on site.
Let's schedule. Let's do it.
I got my money on Abe.
Sure, me too.
Yeah, you're right.
Andrew, you're still heartbroken.
Oh, here we go.
Abe watches a lot of jiu-jitsu videos on YouTube.
I've moved on. We've all moved on. I love them all, but we've all moved on.
Okay.
Better to have loved and lost.
I can never not get dragged on this show. And also, Abe, you got me. I mean, maybe not in soccer, but regardless.
Wow.
I digress. Okay. My question is regarding a reluctant purchase, and this is regarding Kirk Cousins. What's the most reluctant purchase you've overpaid for?
Did you buy a Kirk Cousins jersey?
Well, yeah, probably.
Damn, Andrew!
I bought an $85 Atlanta United hat that was made with Gore-Tex, and I just bought
what
it.
What the hell is Gore-Tex?
Like,
waterproof?
Super waterproof. So, but Kirk Cousins, kind of a, you know, reluctant purchase that the Falcons have made. So what's one that you've made? That's my question. All right, bye. Don't drag me no more, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Andrew.
Told you. Cars and jewelry.
Yeah, that seems like...
Cars and jewelry.
You had to sort of talk yourself into that, and you finally
did
it.
Because I did.
Yeah.
Because
you knew.
I
didn't want to spend that much money.
You're sitting there in the damn dealership. You're like, ooh, I want one of those. Knowing damn well you don't want it.
Right. Well, maybe you want it, but you don't want to pay the price.
You don't want to pay the price or the damn jewelry. They bring this like this little black thing, and they just pull it out this nice little bag, and it's laid down there in front of you.
Yeah,
they polish it before they bring it.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
they gotta. Dude, it's not like buying a 2008 used Honda Element.
It's not.
They gotta spice it up.
It's not
for you
worth
a little bit
at all.
Waste their money. I was very reluctant, and actually never did. At full price, but I wanted a green egg for years.
Yes.
And I was like, I want one, but I'm not going to pay for that. I want one, I'm not going to pay for that. And then one of our sales guys, John Parla, said that he was selling his. And I was like, awesome, how much? And I got a great deal on it.
There you go.
So being reluctant sometimes can pay off. Yeah. It's just being patient. Reluctance and patience can be the same thing. It sucks you bought Kirk Cousins jersey, though.
I know. But I was thinking about, because you said Abe, I'm trying to think. I like it, because Abe does watch the Taekwondo on TV.
Yeah.
Abe. You got a gi?
I do not. No.
I was just thinking that he would put it on. Did AB mimic it in front of the TV?
Because, Randy, as you should know, real practitioners practice no-gi jiu-jitsu.
Do you do that at home?
No,
with
I don't.
With your gi on?
No.
I have a joke that I want to make, but it might... Yeah, I won't make it.
Yeah, just tell me off the air.
Okay. It's really funny, but it might get me in trouble. Yeah. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, we've been off the air for that.
But funny.
It's funny, but yeah, we've been off the air for that one. Andy carries fluff well.
Yeah, I do. It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Randy was talking about the good part of Goose. All right? Not that part.
Not
the good part.
That Bo tried to just throw in my damn face. Yeah, we know
Goose. Not the part where he crushes his skull on the faulty plane window thing. Man. That's everybody's last memory of Goose, though.
No.
Come on. Come on. Randy's not in jail. He's just on the oil rig for 10 to 20.
Sometimes being a chairman is not a paid position.
Because it's not.
If I'm going to execute, it's going to be surgical. Mm-hmm. And Joe Patrick admitted he was hormonal.
But with no girlfriend.
All right. Hey, guys, don't forget, tomorrow we are live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. So come holler at your boys.
We'll be there from 11 to 2, and Andrew and Abe are going to fight at some point.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.